That's right. We're right here. Yes, I'm back in Greenwood, South Carolina, and I have our news director for South Carolina Radio News and Learfield News. She covers not only South Carolina now, but all across the Midwest and beyond. Ashley Byrd is with us today. I got to snag her because I wasn't in Philadelphia, but she is. How you doing today, Ashley?
I'm good. I could use your feet on the ground here.
Yeah, I'll bet you could. how is the mood up there? This is one of the things I wanted to ask you.
The mood is actually, even though there was some angst yesterday, it's pretty energized. I do believe that the Bernie supporters are excited for tonight to have their final say when they take the roll call vote. You remember in the Republican convention how the roll call vote was a centerpiece of dissension.
Right.
They may not get their way in the vote in the candidate, but they get to have their say tonight in the roll call, and I think they're kind of getting geared up for that. You saw a few people kind of resigned. You saw the crying faces on TV last night, I'm sure.
Right.
But they're still, the Hillary folks are pretty pleased, and they're being patient and waiting for folks to come along. I talked to quite a few Bernie high-level operatives, and they're just ready to get out of here and hit the road is what it looks like.
And hit the road for what? For Hillary, or just hit the road and be done?
That's a good one. Hit the road to local. I think local and down ticket campaigns are getting a lot of attention. And some of those folks are Bernie delegates. Bernie candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that there is a lot more, I think, unity south of the presidential race. There's a lot of unity, a lot of energy for Democratic politics that I wasn't sure that the new sort of more progressive Bernie delegates were going to carry forward. But it looks like they're turning their attention now that Bernie is sort of stepping to the side. They're turning their attention to some of these other candidates, and some of them are even primarying Democrats.
Well, Do you think that there's going to be one last hurrah this evening for Bernie, and do you think there's any possibility of anything really exciting going on?
It depends on what you're calling exciting.
Well, I mean, where Bernie delegates rise up, or there's a massive stomping out the door, or Bernie has to come up and say that I graciously give all these votes that have been given to me to Hillary.
That's a good question. He could do that. The local parties, the state parties, are kind of tallying their votes now. It is almost as a de facto thing as it was back in the Republican convention. It's just that on principle, some of the Bernie delegates don't want to give it up. They're going to make their statement, but there's really no power to them now except for in the platform and then what they do at the local level. And there is a push. I don't think it's very realistic, but some of the higher level Bernie people would love him to be the new party chairman.
Whoa.
They're actually pushing for that, but I don't see that's really up to Hillary Clinton. Once she, if she's in the White House, then she can pick. And afterwards, I guess it's more of a party decision, but they are going to want to go with someone who's a little bit middle of the road, I think.
Now, what about, what was the feeling, for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who has been just named, Hillary just scoffed her up and put her as the honorary chairman. What's been the word on the street there? I find that a little hard to believe.
That she's the honorary chairman?
Yeah,
or
that she's become the honorary chairman as quickly as she was taken off being the chairman, that she's now become the honorary chairman of Hillary's campaign.
that's a place to put somebody in safe face. It's not a place that has any really power. The honorary chairman is like being the emeritus professor or the emeritus pastor in your church.
Right. But is that a way to keep Debbie quiet and on her side?
Yes.
Yes.
So yes, she's got her own race, as you well know.
Right.
She's got her own race. No, matter of fact, she was supposed to gavel in last night, and she didn't even do that. They pulled her from all of her appearances. She was supposed to talk to South Carolina this morning. They pulled her from those appearances, and so she's speaking to no one. After the email thing, even the most solid Hillary supporters and party established ready for her to step aside. So it's there's really a no presence here. The one time she tried to speak, she was booed.
Right.
To the Florida delegation.
So that was done.
Yeah. So that was just done. And she's really not, you're not going to see her for a very long time, I don't think, in the national. And, you know, she's kind of bowed out on that. So the real debate right now is who's going to be the party chairperson.
So, but what was the feeling when all this came out from, let's take it from the Hillary supporters. What was the feeling when they found out about this, about the email leak?
Well, it pretty much was a tipping point for her. They were frustrated. They thought she'd done a lot of work, especially in South Carolina. South Carolina, she did a lot of work with the party. She did a lot of work with, you know, Jim Clyburn and a lot of folks. She has been, you know, doing things to help out the party in South Carolina. But it was just sort of, it's done. It's de facto now. There was no standing up for her that said, you know, she needs another chance. She needs to explain herself. Nothing. And, you know, I'm sorry, Democrats don't want to hear the word email in any more scandal.
I guess not. And the question, and I guess the question is, are there going to be any more surprises as time goes on?
Well, that's the fun part about surprises. You don't know they're coming. And between Trump and Clinton and Bernie and emails, you'd think you might be able to navigate these waters here, and you don't. There's always a surprise, as you well know. There's so much that could pop up. People, and just when you think, gosh, you know, we've seen it all, it happens again. It just happens again. So it makes it sort of fun, Ann. You know what that's like. It makes it fun, but it does not make it fun for those people who are trying to run a presidential campaign.
Well, I know you talked to James Clyburn, Congressman James Clyburn, and he is going to be speaking. I saw where you tried to get out of him what his speech is going to be about. Now, you talked to him before all this came out, correct?
No. The email stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, it was right about the same time, so he was still gathering all the facts before he would make a statement. But he was pretty defensive about the fact that Wasserman Schultz had done things, you know, had done things to help out the party. And it was clear that Marcia Fudge, her role was just as the convention chairperson, which is what happens. They name a convention chairperson. He and Congresswoman Fudge meet almost daily. They have breakfast together at the Capitol almost daily. But she's not the person who's going to be running the party forward. That's a real big question right now. Almost as important as who's the running mate, you know, who after picking Kane, this is another question that people are going to be lobbying for all over. And because the party is very divided, how are they going to get that put back together, and who's going to do that? It needs to be a pretty impressive leader to do that.
Have you heard any names being floated by?
Every name you can think of.
Okay. All right. I mean, okay. I just thought I'd ask. You know, the hashtag that's out there, Ashley, is hashtag Democrats in disarray. So do you think they're going to be able to pull it together? You think tonight's going to be probably contentious even as they do the voting and everything.
And then the next night, Kane's a real easygoing sort of bridge builder. Kane is liked on both sides. So that, you know, you can see, I'm sure it was intentional, putting a great amount of distance between the night that Bernie spoke and the night that Hillary speaks, and who speaks in between.
Like a bridge over troubled waters. I thought that was quite interesting when they put that in there, and gosh darn, he just can't sing anymore.
Oh, my, Ann. Ann, yeah. I guess he could have just spoken it. I think they were trying to get the message across. He should have just probably spoken it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he. A lot of celebrities were trying to make peace last night.
Didn't work that well for him, though.
It's sort of dialing kind of what we saw with the Republicans. The only difference is their candidate kind of made them mad.
Yeah.
It's a strange flip, Ann, because Cruz did not play well with others and made his delegates mad. Bernie is playing well with the party, and that's making some of his delegates mad. Though a lot of the most vocal people are not actually delegates here, and you got to get that straight, too. A lot of people came into the city to make their statements about Bernie, but not all of them are delegates. The other thing I thought was interesting, he's still holding meetings and rallies with his people that sometimes pulls out the Bernie delegates out of the delegation. You know, having travel with the delegation, you do a lot of things together, right?
Right, exactly.
But he's pulling them out and having little rallies and meetings himself that pulls them out of the regular flow of things.
Good.
So, that I've noticed that's interesting today, because you'll see we're covering about 7 states down here, Ann, and you'll see the party chairman going, okay, well, Hillary people are going to be here at this time, and Bernie people, blah, 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 you're welcome to join us. We're eating lunch at this place.
Well, that is a little different. And I tell you, another one of the differences is, I think, between the Republicans and the Democrats is that the Democrats do a lot of different caucuses with different groups.
Yes, yeah, huge amount of caucuses. They start late morning and they go all day.
Yeah.
And there's a caucus for just about everything. I mean, I will say it's pretty diverse here.
Yeah.
It's very, very diverse. And, you know, that's a little bit different than we saw with the Republican convention. I think there were 18 African-American delegates at the Republican convention. There's an awful lot of diversity and different languages being spoken. You'll see Tim Kaine speak Spanish at a certain point. But, yeah, you'll see. I think the distance, they're trying to see if this stuff will subside a little bit and move forward. But another thing that Bernie had said is, we, you know, we'll go with Hillary, but we really, really want this party, the party to change. And he's even making statements that make it sound like he still kind of wants an offshoot party, their own candidates doing their own thing, you know, having a more progressive bent. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of sprouts out from this, because it's sort of two conventions in one. It's the Democratic convention where they keep the door open for the Bernie people, but then there's also the Bernie people taking this opportunity to meet and strategize and share energy, and it's feeding on itself. So that's what's kind of interesting.
Well, it sure will be interesting to see what happens tonight. One of the ones that I thought was very interesting, the speakers last night, of course, we had the big ones, but the young gal who was Hispanic, who had been born here, made the case for her parents who were illegal, and
right.
Then her mom appeared on the stage there. I mean, that was a pretty gutsy move from the Democrats.
Yeah, and you know, I think tonight you're going to see the parents of young men who were shot in police shootings.
Right.
Those are very controversial. Some of those are going to be controversial, I think. What's going to be very touching is, and I don't know if it's Thursday night, but I'm asking to find out, a couple of survivors, Mother Emmanuel, are going to be speaking, and there will be a moment of silence there. And I'm not sure exactly when, but it may be Thursday. Mm-hmm. Don't know. Some of this stuff is very fluid, but that's going to be a South Carolina-centered moment. I think that I heard that they were going to do an honor Clementa Pinckney in some way. You know, of all people, I would love to hear what he has to say about all this that's happening at the convention, because he was always sort of a diplomat and more of a statesman. So he would have been one of the people I would love to have interviewed while here.
Yeah, that would have been awesome, huh?
Yeah, I think he'd have an interesting and thoughtful take mm-hmm. on all of this as it's happening. So, but his friends are here, and one of those is Bakari Sellers. He's going to be speaking one night. I don't know if you saw Mayor Steve Benjamin was sitting next to Bill Clinton last night.
Yep. That was pretty interesting.
So I'm going to talk to him in about an hour.
You're going to talk to Bill Clinton? I am impressed,
no.
Ashley.
I'm not. I turned him down.
You turned him down?
I could talk to you. No, I had an interview with you to do.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. But I think that the dynamics here, and, you know, it is so different. I just got to say this. It is so different being at the convention and watching it on TV, having been there and been on the floor, you know, all week last week with the Republicans, and then to watch clips from it from the news and everything. It certainly is different, isn't it?
It's more chaotic. It's hotter. It's your feet hurt a lot. It's almost, you know, all those big football fans in South Carolina. The difference between watching, say, a Clemson or a Carolina game on TV.
Yep.
And actually going and tailgating all day long and then maybe getting to hang out in the locker room with the players and stuff, right?
Right.
But it's you see the game, you talk to them beforehand, afterwards, it's sort of like that. You know how exhausting it is to tailgate? Well, imagine throwing in, you know, actually getting to be there with everybody. So as if you get to go out on the field as well.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's a lot more chaotic on the floor than people can tell. And honestly, to hear his speech, you almost have to go out into the mezzanine and stuff and hear it more clearly, because there's so much commotion going on. It's amazing, though. I wish that everybody could get a chance maybe to see or be a delegate, or we'll just continue to try to bring it to you.
Well, you know, I will say this. You know, all those delegates, Republican, Democratic, Independent, they all work very, very hard. And they actually have to be voted to be the delegates, and they work so hard while they're doing all this. You know, it is amazing how much work it is to be a delegate.
So much work before you ever get here. Then you have to raise at least $3,000 to come, because the party doesn't pay for it. The hotel where I have a couple of reporters in the hotel with their delegates, that it costs $700 a night.
Wow.
And downtown Philadelphia has fewer hotels than some other larger cities. So it's very, very expensive. That's why they will take advantage of about every reception.
I guess
every
so.
Reception.
Exactly.
They'll throw at you.
Well, how was it?
This is something interesting. I would tell you about this. Uber has a huge presence here. This is not a commercial, but it's pretty impressive. So this huge parking lot of Uber people picking up and dropping off, and then there's a place you wait, and you can get some coffee and water while you're waiting on them to pick you up, because there's just, even with cabs and buses and everything, they need all the extra transportation they can get. So I'm in an Uber car right now.
Well, you know, that's really interesting, because at the RNC, they had a huge lot set up for Uber, and it basically was empty.
Right.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it wasn't being used. And most of the, we used Uber a lot, and most of the Uber drivers were telling us they weren't really making any money because there wasn't that need as there was. In fact, you could usually walk someplace quicker than you could drive it.
Right. Yeah. And this one is 6 miles out. It is a completely off part of it. So it's, you don't want to walk here from downtown at all. So they're getting a lot more, and that's also caused a lot of problems.
Bad.
You know, delegates, they stopped it. Some delegates were trying to take the trolley yesterday, and they stopped it. About a third of the trolleys, I mean, of the rail service here had a shutdown. So it's, you got to really want to be here. This is the point.
I understand. Well, listen, you know, I know you are going to be, you'll be there this evening, right?
I'll be there tonight, right?
And,
yeah.
And then, what, are you coming, are you going, are you leaving out before the end of the convention?
I am. I'm leaving out tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to be with the South Carolina delegation tomorrow morning. And then I leave out to head back to beautiful South Carolina for my vacation.
For your vacation, you're actually going to get one. Well, you'll be not far from us. Maybe you can come around if you get tired of doing all this other family stuff.
Well, I'm going to be in Charleston.
You'll be in Charleston. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be in Edgefield, maybe. No?
I will. I'm being in Charleston.
I'm
taking Edgefield with me to Charleston, too. Hello, Edgefield folks.
Oh, okay.
I will. I'm going to stop and get some peaches. I got to do that.
Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling in. What's going on with the South Carolina delegation tomorrow morning?
Thank you. I'm getting out of my car right now. Wonderful driver who listened to this whole thing and probably thinks I'm crazy.
Well, that's
I'm getting ready to get on the floor, so look for me on television.
Okay.
I'll wave.
Okay, we'll be looking for you. And have a good one, and thanks so much for calling in.
All right, well, I wish you were here with me. It's a lot more fun when we can get in trouble together.
Yeah, well, you heard about the trouble I got in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they had a wanted poster.
A wanted poster? If you see this woman, don't let her on the floor. Yeah, okay.
Hey, listen, it is the same people. All those same people that we got to be good to see every hour are here distributing the I'm sure you've told your listeners about that and how you have your time on the floor. But, the Ann Eller wanted poster. They made it out of the picture I took of you.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as it's over after this, I guess I'm okay. But, oh, well, what the hell. Thank you very much, Miss Ashley Byrd, Learfield News Director.
All right. Thank you. You keep going, intrepid Ann Eller.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.